Will Dieu Tausch, begins now. And it begins with Jesse doing the work for us, which is not said very often on the show. But when it comes to Bill Barnwell pieces, he's kind of our Bill Barnwell distillery, who takes this giant vat of information and NFL writing and distills it into what we're really interested in, which is the Packers. And you were doing this with a story, if I'm correct, about wide receivers?
So it's about wide receivers, running backs, and tight ends.
Skill position players.
Correct. And you know it's Barnwellian when there's like an entire article at the front of it that's just outlining what the criteria is for the rest of the article.
Mm-hmm.
A lot to figure out. So it is, yes, projecting the running back, wide receiver, and tight end situations for all 32 NFL teams, only looking at on-field performance in 2024, and then putting it into one big power ranking. Does that make sense?
I'm already losing interest, so yeah.
So what's
it? I'm thinking about what we're going to ask Jana.
What a pro!
So, when you scroll all the way down, number one is the San Francisco 49ers.
Hmm. Debo, Ayuk, they drafted two guys. I gotcha.
Christian McCaffrey, all that, yeah. Number two.
When I think of San Francisco now, you guys know all I'm going to
think. Here we go. Achu Pichu, Gesundheit, yeah.
I'm telling you. And you know what? Maybe they're going to find a way to climb that mountain again, but they have a lot of scars. Like, if I had to go back and climb that mountain again, I'm not sure I'd do it. Jason, you had to sign in to go because they're like, we want to make sure we can account for you so that when you come back,
in
that
case
we
you don't
know
make
you
it
didn't
back.
Get lost or something happened to you.
Wow.
So that's where you're at with that.
So
how many of those Niners are going to sign in and say, do I really want to go through this again?
So as much as I want to get to this Bill Barnwell story that you are clearly very interested in, and I don't want to interrupt your train of thought for your questions for Jana, I do want to ask you this. You had a gut-wrenching loss that we occasionally bring up on this show, not as often as we bring up Brian Bulaga's matchup with Bruce Irvin, but we bring it up occasionally, and that is 4th and 26. And you guys felt like you were a team of destiny in 2003, right? You get the Nathan Poole touchdown catch for the Cardinals to beat the Vikings to get you into the playoffs. You get the Al Harris pick six to advance to the divisional round. You have Favre and the game he played late in the regular season in Oakland after his dad passed away. That was something special that was brewing. And then you go to Philly and you have the 4th and 26 loss, which was devastating because you guys knew you were the better team that day.
Yeah, we were better than them that day.
Right, and you could have gone to Carolina and beaten Carolina and been in the Super Bowl.
Or we could have gotten beat.
Sure,
yeah,
I
don't know.
Right, we don't know. But what I'm saying is that is as harsh of a tumble down the mountain when you think you're getting to the peak.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, listen, I understand what you're saying. But it is different, just like, when you lose a game you think you should win is a lot different than just, you still, so for that, let's say 4th and 26, we're climbing that mountain, and I'm pointing, I don't know if you can see on the screen.
No, you're not there.
No one can see
Machu
you pointing.
Machu Picchu is there.
Oh, okay, well, you're climbing, and you're not to the pinnacle, you probably got 500 more feet to go.
Okay.
So if you get to the Super Bowl and you're leading and you get to overtime and you don't know what the hell you're doing because you didn't go over it, and maybe that's a mistake that you made, that is much different because that's two more cycles of switchbacks.
Sure.
That you just climbed. So while it is a painful memory and a brutal loss that I'll always be a part, yes, totally agree, it is different. And why I think San Fran... Yeah, it's easy. You know, their guys see their running back got married in a beautiful ceremony out there, and it looked great, and oh, everybody's happy. You go and you lug those pads on, and you get everything, and you go to that first day of training camp, and you think, long ways, man.
So that's what I was driving at, though. Like, did you have, you guys come back for the 04 season. Was there any of that? Like, not to the 49ers degree.
It's just, yes, there was a little, but I'm telling you, it's just different when you, I mean, we didn't even make the NFC Championship.
So are you questioning, how, I don't want to say dedicated, but you tell me the right word.
No. It's not dedication, Jason. It's
what is it?
It's when you go through something, it is so hard to get to these places, man. It is just breaks need to happen. And, like, just think about San Fran. They had a couple of breaks that had to happen. They had to have old boy drop that interception. Like, all those things, if it goes the other way, they don't even beat Green Bay.
Correct.
So you get through, and the closer you get, the more painful it is. And when you have all that, those scars stay with you. And then you start climbing, and it gets hard, and you just have to start wondering, can we get there again? That's why I thought when Dan Campbell said, this might be the furthest we ever go in that NFC Championship. You don't usually
painfully
hear
honest.
Guys say that, but Dan Campbell played,
mm-hmm.
and he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And when you know, sometimes that naivete, and why I like this team is because they're still naivete. They don't have all those brutal scars. They got a little bit of a gash last year that they stapled together, and they don't even know any better. San Francisco's scarred.
You're right.
And not to say you can't overcome all that, but I'm telling you, you're going to get knocked down, and how many times can you get up off the mat? Because not everybody's built like that. San Francisco might be, but that's an old team. Debo talked about trading him. Brandon Ayuk is young, but talked about trading him. There's a lot of moving parts there that they could have that championship medal and no leave no stone unturned like the San Antonio Spurs did after Ray Allen buries that three. It's one of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
Yep.
They come back and whoop them the next year. You don't know how much mental fortitude that took from that group. And that's why you say nutwhack. Well, these guys aren't nutwhacked. They got to do this without the nutwhack. And that's hard because they haven't been there. They haven't gotten to that mountaintop. They don't know how beautiful the view is. So they're climbing and they're saying, God, we might get there again and something might slip and we could tumble. And we're never going to get to that viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have guarantees in sports, man. That's why it's hard.
So Bill Barnwell has the Packers skill position players at number 17.
Ed Helms sucked at the office.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But when it comes to paving, Johnson & Sons has the number one skill position group now that they've gotten rid of Tausch.
Yeah, indeed. Summer is here, but before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure you are ready by remembering the three R's of parking lot and asphalt maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare those customers or tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons to fix those minor repairs today before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
So I don't know, is this a good tease or a bad tease, Jesse, that we're going to talk to Jana in Pittsburgh? I know Tausch is excited about it. I know I am. We're going to get some answers. But, you know, if you're either of the Marks in New Berlin, are you excited about this? I think it's going to be worth your time. So I hope you'll stick around.
Jana, I believe, had only been a texter up until yesterday when she surprised us at the end of the show and we ran out of time.
She was very tough on old T a few times, and that obviously got me intrigued.
So I think this is worth sticking around for, just so we get to learn what she's all about.
I think she leans more Wildy than Tau.
It tells you exactly that she has her priorities in order.
Tau?
Yeah. It's Jesse, by now you should know. You just never know. You just never know what's going to come out of old Tau's mouth like that was right there. But I know Jana in Pittsburgh.
It's just Tau or it's old T. It's not old Tao. Like, we don't do that.
Oh.
Come on, Jason.
Just so you know.
I don't know what would have made me think you could do that sort of thing. Jana joins us next. Maybe. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Now, I'm not a highly metaphysical man, but I know when the stars are aligned, you can.
Okay.
Bump into a person in the middle of the world.
Joining us now, our favorite bridge builder.
Rocking in the dance home.
I didn't think when we did our Digi only about what useless things you learned in school, and Tausch went after trigonometry, Mr. Anti-sine and cosine and parabola, that would lead to a call from one of our favorite texters. Mm-hmm. And now, I don't want to say she's in the Steinhoffel's hot seat, but I have questions. And I'm a reporter. I ask the tough questions.
Yep, you go and dig here.
More often than not, anyway. It is Jana in Pittsburgh. Jana, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I imagine nobody else is as excited to hear from me, but it's good to talk to you.
No, I think there's a groundswell of support for this interview. Don't worry about it. We know what we're doing here. But before I get into the nitty-gritty of questions, I am curious. And I was thinking that this would be part of our filtering process as we get closer to more and more Hall of Fame nominations, and that is, how did you start listening to Wilde and Tausch? I'm going to ask everyone that. That'll be part of our survey as we start taking applications for future Hall of Fame classes. As a Pittsburgher, what the hell are you doing listening to us?
Well, it's kind of a whole long journey of how I ended up in Pittsburgh and became a Packers fan. But the short story is, in 2015, I was looking for a podcast to listen to on the Packers, and I found Green and Gold Today. And then when that dissolved, I was like, I still need something. I like this Jason Wilde guy. Let's hang on. And then Wilde and Tausch was born, and I've never stopped listening.
All right. Well, you're not going to like me as much when I start to ask some of the other pertinent questions I have. But I appreciate your loyalty to me and to the show. And again, you knew what you were signing up for here, right? You're not being blindsided.
Yes.
What's the story with the whole roommate who texted into the show? What's the deal there? I'm just going to put it out there. What's the deal?
That is Colby in Pittsburgh. He is technically my roommate, also my boyfriend, and the reason I am in Pittsburgh currently.
Okay, so you moved for him. I found it curious that why was that piece of information withheld when he reached out to us on your behalf? Because that led us to be unsure of what the arrangement was, and now it's just a simple two people in love living together. So it created
great
more
question.
Subterfuge than was necessary, yeah. I felt.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to add an air of mystery to my, story
here. Character.
I have no idea. Yeah. I think he said he followed up and said, boyfriend, when you guys started questioning, but maybe that just got ignored.
Certainly wouldn't be the
first
time.
Probably is a Jesse thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Jesse. I would agree.
All right. So help us understand, before Tausch takes over the interview, as he often does with us, help us understand, not that you came on to be the spokesperson for the value of trigonometry necessarily, but I am fascinated by bridge building. Like, I'm not smart enough to be involved in anything engineering-wise. I don't know how they stay up. I love the Leo Frigo bridge that I cross on my way to gymnastics practices with the girls because I'm such a great dad with such great children, as we've established on this show. But tell me more about how you use sine and cosine at work, because Tausch doesn't believe you.
Parabolas, rhombuses. Yeah, I'm curious.
Rhombuses? I never made any promises about rhombuses. So I'm not sure where those fit in.
I might have added that.
As far as the other stuff goes, we use a lot of equations to determine forces that are going to be in the bridge. And a lot of times, actually, the bridges are not directly perpendicular to the or parallel to the roadway. So we have to put bridges on what we call askew. And so that's a lot of where sine and cosine and tangent come in, is determining things relative to the, this is getting in the weeds, but the forces are acting in one direction and we need to translate them into the direction of the bridge. So we use a lot of angles that way.
Is there
so
any
Jana, how many people have to like fact check what's going on there? Because it's not just one person, right? There's a lot of moving parts to make a good bridge, correct?
There are. We go through a check process, have a registered engineer check your calculations, and then we also have a QA process. So multiple people are looking at it, but there is ultimately one person that puts their registered license on these calculations, and that is going to be the person that's liable in the event of an issue. So it's high stakes.
So you were not involved in the Maryland Bay Bridge?
No, but I do. I mean, that is obviously fascinating.
I was going to ask this because as a fan of the Dark Knight films, I really enjoyed how they used Pittsburgh as somewhat of Gotham and all the bridges. Is there any better place to be a bridge builder? Like, I understand that Colby brought you to Pittsburgh, but did the bridges also bring you to Pittsburgh? Because it's like the bridge capital of at least the United States, right?
Yeah, I think there's some debate on whether or not Pittsburgh has more bridges than Venice. Jesse can look that up.
I thought you listened to the show regularly.
I won't do that.
It is actually, it's quite fortuitous that I ended up here. I didn't have a hard time moving because, you know, of course, we all know about the bridges. So, of course, there's going to be work for someone like me here. It is cool to see all of them. If you ever find yourselves out here, you'll be in awe of all the bridges, and you can reach out to me.
Well, I'm sure that we can find time in our schedule to do a Wilde and Tausch remote from Jana and Colby's apartment in Pittsburgh.
We have a basement for you, Jason.
Oh, sweet. Perfect. Oh, that way I won't be distracted. Do you have cats or dogs or both?
We have a cat and a dog, yes.
Sweet. I'm in. Count me in. All right. We need to ask you one Packers question, though, to justify us having you on for reasons beyond just us liking you, and that is this. Tausch brought up earlier in the week, because of his conversation with Kyle Wallace on KBN, about being nervous about this year's team. As a hardcore Packers fan living in Pittsburgh, is there anything about this team that makes you nervous for this season?
I think, you know, I do want to believe in Jordan Love. But I guess, yeah, just wanting to see him prove it. I do get a little bit scared that we're going to wake up and it'll be it would have been a great dream the past 8-10 games of the last season. And
yeah, like Dallas.
And we'll actually, yeah, find ourselves in the quarterback carousel at some point, because he's really not that great.
All right, last thing before you go. Have you come around on Tausch, or are you going to continue to get after him?
She's
because that's part of your appeal,
Wilde.
Frankly.
Can you not tell?
No,
she is
no.
All in on Wilde.
No. No, I will say, Jason brought me to the show.
Oh, no.
Tausch, I obviously love. I've actually, my car, it's a Tesla. I call it Old T as an homage.
Love that.
I was a big fan of Tony, and it took me a while to warm up on Jesse.
Yeah,
but
that's true for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now we are all in on all of you guys. So, the thing is, Jason says that Tausch is the straw that stirs the drink. I also think that Tausch, you need a glass that keeps the drink from spilling everywhere, you know?
So wait, that's me?
There's no doubt about that.
That's Jason. That's all of us. It's all, we're all in there trying to keep Josh from killing the village. Everywhere.
Yes, it takes a village.
You're a delicate face.
All right, so I'm the one who brought you here, and Tausch is the one that keeps you here. That's what
I love the fact that the Tesla is old T.
That's amazing.
That makes me very happy.
All right, well, yes, hey, Jana, we love your loyalty to the show, and as we have learned from our friend Randall Cobb and his wife Ida, let's be careful with charging your Tesla. We don't want anything bad to happen to you. So keep it charged, keep it safe, keep listening to the show, and take old T for a car wash, I'm sure. It need, and be careful, because I'm guessing one tire is a little low on air, given if it's like old T, given his bad wheel. Don't drive it. Don't drive it to the pickleball court.
Really,
all
right. Don't want
well,
it
tell
to burn
Colby
out.
Hello from us too. Make sure you tell Colby hello. Right. When are we having Colby on? He's got to be on next, right?
What?
What's
knows,
Colby
he
coming
knows
up?
Next to nothing about the Packers.
Well, that doesn't stop Jesse
so
from doing
Jesse.
The show. All right.
Hey, good one.
Jana, thanks. This was fun. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, I love you guys
love
to
you
top
guys.
It up. She
Jana.
Named her car after
she,
you?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm going to push for she might need to be one of those early entry Hall of Famers. She might need to be.
That was, again, I'm not here to speak for the entire electorate of Wilde and Tausch listeners. But that was that exceed. I had high expectations, and it exceeded it. The Tesla named old T, and that's
yeah,
it.
Like that.
Game over.
Yeah,
game,
I like that
game,
a lot.
Game over.
I mean, yeah, I like that a lot.
Maybe she'd like to go play golf with you at Lac La Belle, because I'm not going to go. So,
so how
she
about
could definitely
this? If Jana commits to coming out to play golf at Lac La Belle, will you join us? And we video, that's when we do that. Would you be willing? I can't get you to do it with the Homer and Gabe. Can we get that? If Jana and Colby commit to coming out for a game, will you commit to come joining me down at Lac La Belle?
If, I have one caveat, because
what
as much as you don't think I'm competitive or that I care about that sort
I know
of
you're
stuff.
Competitive. Why
yeah,
do you think
I
keep...
I don't want to make an ass of myself. And so I got to Sid and
gonna.
Sydney and Maddie and I have not gotten to play golf yet this summer. We've been very busy because they're busy eating their vegetables and having the greatest parents ever.
Perfect kids.
So I have not gotten to play. I need to give myself a fighting chance. I'm not walking out
you
there
can.
Today because then I probably don't crack 200.
Well, I don't think Jan is going to be here today.
I don't think
to
so
do
either.
But if she was, she'd fly into Milwaukee, I don't know, 45 minutes. If she comes into Madison, 45 minutes. Beautiful. Head on down. Experience the rebirth of an American treasure in Oconomowoc. You guys know I love the club at Lac La Belle. Went down there, heading down there again in August. Going to get some more golf in. Love the course. Love the event space. Saw a beautiful wedding. I don't know what Jana and Colby's plans are. That might be the wedding venue if they end up getting married. That could be a part of it. Head to clubatlaclabelle.com to book your tee time today. And again, my favorite part, you have all that fun. Eat at the Rivalry Pub. You know, go putt the putting course. Do all that, and then it's only 45 minutes to an hour back, both to Madison and Milwaukee. Head to clubatlaclabelle.com today to start your journey.
Jesse Nelson, who took some shrapnel during that portion of the program.
Some days I miss Tony, too.
He's had that holstered for a while. Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Time now for the part of the program that Jana in Pittsburgh turns off. It's Whoa, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Before Jesse says anything, let me again, because I do this behind the scenes, and I do it on the air sometimes, Jesse does a great job. We know when Jesse's not doing the show, which is often, because it's not as good. You have been a great piece of this team. Tausch defense.
Who sent you something that just said that?
No, nobody did. Literally, I'm not looking at social media. This is pure. Okay. And Jesse knows this. I don't like to do it on the air as often as Tausch does, because it's kind of a fun shtick that we give him a hard time. But he is a great sport. He has been great for our show. Tony Cartagena was terrific, too. He's like a huge big deal now. Like, he's like in charge of even more stuff than Jesse is, which is pretty wild. But Jesse does a great job, and he's great about taking shrapnel. Much of it he deserves, and some of it he doesn't, but he takes it all. Time for won't.
I'm not seeing anybody that texted in anything about it. So
I'm a man on an island right now.
Baby. Oh, I just was wondering because you were a little over the top.
I would have thought so too. Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Good news for Jan. I'm off tomorrow.
What?
3:30 wedding. 3:30 kickoff for a wedding on a Friday tomorrow. How do we feel
Friday
about that?
Friday wedding up north.
No,
with a meat raffle?
It's in Waterloo. Waterloo wedding tomorrow. 3:30.
Waterloo,
wow.
Iowa?
Nope. Waterloo, Wisconsin.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a best man?
I am not standing. I am simply attending.
Ooh. Lights went out. The day the lights went out in Tauchland.
3:30 on a Friday. Are Friday weddings anytime's fair game? Are we in that club, or
yeah,
is there a time frame on
at
that?
At this point, yeah, at this point in life, it is what it is. I mean, there's not enough wedding venues. I'm just happy there's that many weddings going on, that Saturdays are filled. I also think there's a big part of, especially in our world, that loves sports. People are very gun-shy of putting on a fall wedding. Very gun-shy.
To conflict with college football and the NFL.
You don't want to be messing with people's college football. Can you believe that Jesse is doing a vow renewal in the fall when there's Prep Mania on Friday? And you got College Game Day on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And you got the Packers on Sunday. You don't want to be that guy or that gal. You don't.
It's fair. It's very fair.
You're jamming more weddings into the summer, which has always been a big spot. So the idea of a Friday wedding, you're going to get a little bit of a discount. I actually have been to Sunday weddings, which are fine too. I think it should be more renowned in the summertime. You got every day. If you want to do a Wednesday wedding, go for it. I am totally on board. Every day of the week in the summer when school is out, let it rip. Weddings ahoy in the summertime.
Jesse, was your wedding on a Friday?
No, ours was a Saturday.
I don't remember.
You would know. Yeah.
No.
Great wedding. Beautiful reception.
Yeah, especially the ceremony, which Tausch really was impressed by.
No, the reception was great.
Whoa, Nelly!
I still just laughed that Jesse's sitting up there while Becca's glad-handed and meeting everybody and saying hello, and Jesse's just sitting up there. Kiss my ring type deal.
I was not doing
perch.
Kiss my ring
Jesse?
Type deal.
Jesse, you had a kiss my ring vibe after your dinner.
We finished eating. Everyone else went to the bathroom. I was somehow left alone
at
the head
second.
Table.
How many square feet was that bathroom? Because I don't remember everybody going. I remember sitting there with Levi, and we were wondering, is Jesse ever coming down from his perch? Like, that's literally a conversation I had with Levi.
Whoa, Nelly!
As we're talking to Becca, and Becca's just glowing and radiating, and Jelly's up there. Oh, if you want, come up here by old Jelly now. That's the vibe. That was it.
Whoa, Nelly!
I remember that differently.
Tell me no lie in that, Jesse. Tell me I'm not lying.
I was alone at the head table for a couple of moments, and I was looking out while everyone was eating their dinner, thinking, wow, look at all these great people who came to support us today. This is awesome. I'm so
happy.
Came
to see me.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, Nelly!
A lot of people going to AmFam Field to see Paul Skeens today.
A lot of people.
Tausch, tell us who Paul Skeens is.
So he is a stud. Went to, I think, LSU. Was a great pitcher there. And the reason we care, at least I, he's good. He's supposedly one of the young guns in the major leagues, but he's dating a great gymnast that I know a member in my family is a fan of. She's, I think, a big Instagram influencer type. She's kind of the queen of the NIL. She's back for a fifth year. They're dating. That's kind of a big deal. And this guy is the one dating her. And I think that's a big reason why he's as popular as he is.
Yeah, and who is she? She's not a great gymnast. All right, first of all, she's not a great gymnast.
Dunn. Libby, yeah, Dunn.
Libby Dunn.
Dunner.
She's not a great gymnast. She is a great NIL, I don't know, earner,
wasn't
I guess.
Wasn't she on the world, the national championship of gymnastics team?
No. The great gymnasts are the ones that are going to Paris. She's a good college gymnast, I think. So let's make
what
sure.
What do you have against Libby Dunn?
I don't have anything against her. I don't
he
have
is anti-LD.
No, I have nothing against
what is
her.
Up?
I am correcting your praise for her.
They won a national championship, J-Dub.
Right, no.
She's
not
one of the key cogs in that machine.
She's not in Simone Biles, Suni Lee's class. Those are the greats. They're going to Paris. She was not in the Olympic trials. There is an elite level, much like you played in the National Football League. If you were just a good college offensive lineman, we wouldn't call you one of the greatest offensive linemen ever. That's all. She's done a great job of monetizing her career. She has had success at the college level. But let's not confuse her with Simone Biles and Suni Lee and the people that will be competing in Paris in a couple weeks. She's just not that.
First off, I don't know Suni Lee. I know Simone Biles. I not once said she's Simone Biles.
You said she's a great gymnast.
Yeah, she is. She must be.
Because you've heard of
listen,
her
I
on
am not,
Instagram.
I'm not going to sit here. Here's the deal. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I can talk about a triple axel and a sow cow on the mat. I don't know those terms, okay? I'm not going to sit here and be a gymnastics snob like you. I don't know all the twists and turns. You're married to a gymnastics guru.
Right.
So
she,
you stick and you
and
tell
she,
me.
And she was a fantastic gymnast in her youth. She wouldn't say she was a great gymnast either. Great is, it's like our Hall of Fame. It's not the Hall of Very Good. Okay? She was a good college gymnast who's returning for her Brad Davidson eighth season. Great. Good for her.
Wow.
Good for her
he
pitcher
has a lot
boyfriend.
Of pent up.
No.
He's got a
I
lot
just,
of pent up. You don't like old Libby.
No.
And by the way,
Libby Dunn, the Brad Davidson of gymnastics.
The Brad Davidson. And nothing against Brad, who we love. He's big.
Yeah. He's a great college player.
So you're sitting here telling us that Libby Dunn, who I believe is the second most famous gymnast in the United States.
Famous ain't the same as great.
But you think she's garbanzo.
Famous ain't the same as great.
Who's the football equivalent of Libby Dunn?
Great question.
Matt Flynn. No, Matt Flynn's more accomplished.
I don't think that's it.
He played in the pros.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
Oh, snap.
I'll say, Wildy cannot help himself, man. He just has this... He's got this, I got to cut people to the core a little
no,
bit. And the fact that you're so anti-Libby
Dunn. I'm asking for you to be accurate. That's it. That's it. Just because you've heard of her. And by the way, those were not gymnastics things. Those were ice skating quotes there with your sow cow and your triple Lutz and everything else you had there. But she's got an endorsement deal with Viore. She's on Instagram. But you, of all people, a man of substance should be able to recognize the difference between being famous,
don't know the game.
Between being great.
I don't know the game. Hey, I don't know the game.
I'm not
a gymnastics guru.
I'm not either,
I know
the difference between being famous on social media and being one of the all-time greats at a sport.
Yeah,
that's
I never once thought she's in Simone
she's
Biles'
not the Michael Jordan of gymnastics, that's for sure. That would be Simone Biles. We will wrap things up on the Livy Dunn Hour. Next.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison. This ain't a good time, but when is it
ever? I know the perfect time. I never thought this would happen, but we're late to get out of the show because of too much gymnastics talk. So, Taush,
anti-Dunner, anti-Dunnonite.
No, I'm not.
You've been described as a haterish on the text line.
It's not
hatery.
That. Just describe her career accurately. That's all I'm asking. We're not comparing Jordan Love to Aaron Rodgers' resume yet either. Okay, he's off to a good start. Let's see what he does. Livy Dunn has not accomplished what great gymnasts have. That's it. That's all. That's it. Champion. But she's got 10 million national followers champion. On social media. That's what
she's
accomplished.
A champion too. Yep.
Yeah, how many? What events did she compete when they won the national title? You look that up. We'll talk about it tomorrow. That's it for us today. Have
Probably
a great day.
Skeezer.
She did a sal cow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Taush, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.